7. I'm Chad Holmes. Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Currently a beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. Lots of sunshine. Temperature stands at 43 degrees. Had some rain in the overnight hours, but that's all blown through. And really just a terrific start here today. And it looks like a great stretch of weather going right through Monday before we have a chance for some rain by Monday night. But boy, for the weekend, it is going to be an ideal spring weekend to get out there, enjoy some outdoor activities, be able to enjoy some spring cleaning, be able to do anything you want to do coming up for the next few days. We'll find out exactly the details on the weekend forecast and more when we talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up in just a few minutes at 8:20. Then at 8:34 this morning, we'll be joined for our Friday feature with our Civic Media sports reporter, Bull Falls Radio sports reporter, Mike Clements. Mike has been out all over the place. He's been following the Milwaukee Bucks, who have got back on the winning track with a couple of W's as they get to the final days of the regular season. We'll talk about the Bucks. The Brewers off to, again, a red-hot start. They had a nice trip to Cincinnati earlier in the week. They now head off to Baltimore to take on one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, the Baltimore Orioles. We'll talk about what's been working for the crew. And Mike has also been out at the Packer tailgate tour this time of year. The Green Bay Packers have front office personnel, former Packers, go around the state talking about the Green Bay Packers. So we'll talk about that. And also coming up in the second hour of the program, we will have Mike Clements with Mark Murphy. He had a chance to talk to Mark Murphy on the tailgate tour. So we'll hear that conversation coming up in hour number two of the program as well. And also in hour two, at the top of hour number two, we'll be joined by Randy Hansen and perhaps members of the cast of the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater, as they have an event going on this weekend, a show going on this weekend at the Kresge Center Auditorium in Mosinee. Princess What's-Her-Name going on tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And we'll find out about that show. It's been a busy week in terms of talking to folks getting set to hit the stage. Fourth time this week.
Indeed.
Yeah, that we've had somebody that is involved in a show that's going on this weekend. So many. My first thought is, they should not be all doing it the same weekend. I mean, that's a shame.
They've had that issue in the past. I've been a part of shows in the past that have been a part of the same weekend. And sometimes you get a bigger audiences at certain shows and kind of smaller audiences at the afternoon shows.
I know, but it's just generally, I mean, there's so many weekends where there's nothing. And
just
then,
having all those shows in one weekend, I completely agree. It can be a little overwhelming.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you're somebody that enjoys live theater, you got the opportunity going on at DC Evers. They opened their production last night, and they have another show tonight and a couple of shows tomorrow as well. You got the River and Woods Theater having their production, and then also the Wausau East End Players, they're opening their show tonight. And then you got the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater and Princess What's-Her-Name at Kresge Center Auditorium tonight. So we'll find out more about that coming up at 9:06 this morning with Randy Hansen, and he said he, I think, is going to try to bring in a couple of cast members as well. So we'll talk about that. So
very good.
Lots on the plate here for this Friday morning as we get set for the weekend here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Also, before we move any further, need to also remind you that make sure you start tuning in on Fridays for the next five Fridays or so. And who knows, maybe I'll go even longer. But for the next 5 weeks, starting next Friday, we are going to give you an opportunity to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. We'll have a call-in contest where we take a call-in who will get picked up by Ian, and we're going to hook you up with an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. Beautiful facility down in the Wisconsin Dells, and water parks and a whole lot of fun. And we're going to do that starting next Friday morning. You have to be tuned in during this program on Friday mornings and give you an opportunity to call in and win. We're going to make it very easy on you. Just a call-in contest starting next week. So make sure you mark the calendars. Make sure you tune in on Friday mornings, and we'll give you that opportunity to win with the Chula Vista Resort Civic Media and Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Before we go any further, need to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen. Did you have your baseball game yesterday?
It got in. In fact, they moved it up 1 hour. They were supposed to play at 5 o'clock. They decided to, with the forecast, the way it was looking, to move it up. And in the end, it would probably have been better to keep it at 5, because during the first hour of the game, there was a little bit of sprinkles and some light rain. But then as we got into the late afternoon, it actually, we had a little sunshine, in fact, and we were very fortunate. So we were able to get the game in, and Wausau East defeated Wausau West by a score of 6-5. But in the end, and I was talking to one of the players after the game and saying, boy, I mean, the expectations were it was going to be a game, if we got it in, we'd have to dodge a lot of rain, a lot of raindrops. But in the end, it turned out to be, you know, just a few moments of some very light sprinkles. And then ultimately it turned into a very pleasant late afternoon. And then, of course, I think I was in bed overnight, and there were a couple of times I woke up and I could hear the rain coming down. So we got rain a little bit later on. In fact, as beautiful as it is with the sun shining coming in this morning, the roads were still wet, because apparently it must have not been that long ago where the rain ended. But
I guess so.
Yeah, so we were lucky. Did you have another rehearsal last night? Thursdays is a little different for you.
I have rehearsals for the center stage band and show choir, because they only meet on Thursdays until like the final month of the shows. But that rehearsal was a lot of fun. The songs for the group numbers are coming together, and we had some more auditions for the solos and small groups as well. So a lot of exciting opportunities happening in that show as well.
Do you have a rehearsal tonight, or are you? I think you're going to a show tonight.
I don't have
a
rehearsal tonight, because I'm going with a good friend of mine to see a Noses Off at 7 o'clock tonight.
Ah, so you made your first choice. It's gonna be Noses Off at the River and Woods, and of course, as we had earlier this week, we had the director and a couple of cast members. And if you missed it, that was on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. It all runs together with all these great folks that came in this week. But if you missed it, a chance to hear about River and Woods Theater Company and their production of Noses Off, which is going on tonight. And tomorrow, is it one show tomorrow?
Let me see.
Yeah, that's... I know that's a couple of...
Yeah, just the one show at 7. It was yesterday, tonight, and tomorrow.
Okay, so that's another of those options. And again, that is being held at...
Willow Springs Garden.
So Willow Springs Garden for Noses Off. And again, as well, you can go over to D.C. Evers tonight. You can go over to Wausau East tonight for their productions. And, of course, we're going to find out more about the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater as well. You were involved in the Children's Theater at one point, weren't you?
I was involved for many years when I was younger. And then recently, I think I've kind of surpassed the age.
Right.
limits. So I've kind of been moving away from that company and trying to explore some different ones. But along with all the shows that are happening, I wanted to give a shout out because today is the first day for the big Stevens Point trivia contest that's happening.
Oh, yeah. I've been involved in that in the past.
54 hours. It goes from today until Sunday at midnight.
That is always one of the huge events in the springtime in Stevens Point. And it's been going on for such a very long time. And folks from all around the country get involved in it. And it's just, it's fantastic. And it's amazing to think of how things have changed. I don't know what the rules are, but in terms of using outside information, technology, because back in the day we didn't have that. You just had to basically use your knowledge and use physical books maybe if you had something around. But now with internet, I think that again, that I don't know what the rules are or whether or not they have any rules when it comes to the internet. But again, trivia in Stevens Point, always such a massive event.
Absolutely.
Coming up this afternoon, we have high school baseball. The Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Edgar Wildcats. Good matchup in the Marrowood Conference South Division. Both teams expected to compete for the championship of the Marrowood South. These teams played last Saturday. Marathon earned a walk-off win in a very exciting game, and this will be the second meeting today in Edgar. I'll be heading to Edgar this afternoon. It looks like it's going to be a nice day for high school baseball, maybe a little bit breezy and chilly, but nevertheless, I'll be in Edgar. We'll have live coverage beginning with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45 right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Also, real quick note, make sure you remember that tomorrow, Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock, Saturdays from 8 until 9 a.m., make sure you tune in to the Wausau Business Show, as this week they'll be talking on stage over at the Grand Theater to Sean Wright, a guy that we talk to very often on this program. But that's part of the Wausau Business Show, focusing right here on Wausau and the Wausau area. Tomorrow from 8 until 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, Wausau Business Show here on Bow Falls Radio. Coming up next, we will be talking to Brittany Merlot, talk about the weather for the weekend. That's straight ahead. The time is 8:18. The temperature is 42 to 43 degrees. Good morning, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, again, you can join us by going to our Facebook page or our X page and be able to see a video stream of the program. And you can do that so many different ways. And also make sure that reminder that you can join the show by either calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. Well, we made it to Friday, made it to the end of another work week. And we see Brittany Merlot clapping her hands like we all want to be right now. But Brittany Merlot, good morning.
Good morning, TGIF. How are
you? Absolutely. It is. I'm ready for the weekend. I tell you, I don't know why. It's just been another one of those weeks where it's been a bit of a grind. But, man, I tell you, like you said, I think it was yesterday, the weather pattern has hit perfectly, where we're going to get some great weather here for about 4 days now, with the right in the middle of the 2 days of the weekend. Had some rain that I was in bed overnight. I could hear the rain actually going this morning. And when I came to work, the sun was out, but the roads were still wet. So apparently whatever went through, it was followed by lots of sunshine very quickly.
Yes, that cleared on out of here so fast. The sun is popping out through a good chunk of the state. The only clouds still hanging on are by Lake Michigan. So the sun is in full force right now. It's going to stay that way all weekend. Only a few clouds passing from time to time, but we're going to be dominated by a high pressure system. It is going to be filtering in warmer temperatures as well. But today we have to battle that breezy wind still, and it's cranking out of the northwest. And that, of course, is pulling our temperatures for highs today into the mid-50s. So bright and beautiful, a little crisp and chilly. Plus, you put those winds, it's got a little bit of a wind chill on there as well. So really feeling more like the 40s for our highs today. But it's not bad. We'll see a little bit of frost chances overnight. So if you do have any plants outside, if you've done anything like that, keep in mind that we will dropping right to that freezing mark, if not a little bit cooler. But otherwise, we're going to hit upper 60s for tomorrow. Abundant sunshine, and then low 70s for Sunday, abundant sunshine, and then we'll push into the mid 70s for Monday, starting off with sunshine. But I will tell you, we've got a soaker headed our way for Monday night and into Tuesday, where we're going to see some thunderstorm chances, about 1 to 2 inches of rain possible. So a very sloppy, dreary, wet week next week, but let's not worry about that. Go outside and do something this weekend. What do you have any plans outside?
Not really. I feel like I'm just going to be chilling. So maybe if I might pull myself out and try to hit some golf balls at some point this weekend. I haven't done that yet. And I think with that kind of weather, you got to take advantage of it somehow, or else I'll be feeling guilty when I come back in on Monday. Because if you waste a weekend like that, that's a me problem and nobody else's problem. Because you can't let, because you're, I mean, we, if you think about it, because you have 52 weeks a year, so you have like 104 weekend days. If you don't take advantage of two of the best days you're going to have all with spring and summer long, that's my problem. Nobody else. And then I can't complain to you on a weekend where we can't get out because, hey, right. I blew it.
How about you? It's 70 and sunny. They make songs about that. Those are the perfect days, don't they?
Yeah. Are you going to have any big plans to take advantage of this weekend?
No, not yet. But I will be outside. I know that. Probably doing some hiking or something. Yeah. Something.
You mentioned today, because you look outside, it looks great. And I got a ball game later this afternoon. And I thought about that because with the wind, and I've heard about the wind coming up. I mean, it may look great. Don't go out there with a light windbreaker today. I mean, if you're going to go out there and like myself, be outside, being at that ball game, it's still a day, an afternoon that you're going to have to kind of bundle up, aren't you?
Yeah, it still bites, unfortunately. They're sustained right now. That means a constant wind at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. And then we've got gusts pushing 25 to even 30 miles per hour. So that is knocking our feel like definitely down there. I would probably do one of those, like insulated kind of poofy coats. They're not quite winter, but they're not quite, the windbreaker.
Right.
That's the perfect one for today, I suggest.
You're exactly right. I got one of those that I've learned over the years. And frankly, I've learned over the years, it's better to be a little too warm than be a little too cold. Because then all of a sudden
the layers.
You're worried all the time about, when you're cold, it's like, oh, you're thinking about it all the time. But if you're a little bit too warm, you have options, I guess is the way to put it.
Since we're on that topic, I have a question. Would you rather be too hot or too cold? Like, do you prefer summer and sweating, or do you like winter and shivering?
It depends what mood I'm in, because there are times during the summer where, and over the years I've been in some apartments that are just, got so hot. And by that, when during those moments I'm thinking, man, I miss when you have the opportunity just to get layered up, because then you have options again where it's like, you're able to, try to moderate. But when it gets so hot, sometimes if you don't have great air conditioning, all of a sudden your options are going, it's just hot.
It's hard. I need a pool.
You can't take off it. any more layers because you are literally down to the, you know, to the skin, and you're still sweating, and it's like the options go away. But for the most part, I am not a winter person. I love spring and fall actually the best, where you're able to have, you know, warm but not too hot. But, you know, put my back against the wall. Give me the hot weather over the frigid weather. How about you?
I will take the cold over the heat. I hate humidity. I hate sweating. My hair frizzes out and curls. It's disgusting. So give me the freezing cold temperatures. I'll take that.
But we don't have to worry about that. What are the details again for the weekend forecast?
Too nice. We're going to be highs today into the mid-50s. Prepare for it to feel more like the upper 40s from those breezy winds. Beautiful sunshine today. A few more clouds are possible today than compared to the rest of the weekend. We're going to just see sunshine on Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday morning. Highs for tomorrow will be 67 degrees. I think we'll tap 70 degrees for Sunday and possibly pop into the mid-70s for Monday.
Fantastic. Well, again, if you get out there and do some of that hiking and enjoy the outdoors, do it. And Brittany, thanks for the info. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You as well. Have a good weekend.
Bye, Brittany.
That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us every weekday at 8:20. Right now in Wausau, again, a lot of sunshine, 43 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest at 13 miles per hour. The dew point is 35. Relative humidity of 74%. The barometer at 29.71 inches. A visibility of 10 miles. The wind chill factor is 36. Also, good morning to Rob in Tigerton. Also, very pleasant over in that part of the state. Sunny and 46 degrees, as it feels like 36 with 15 mile per hour northwest winds. And he will take advantage of the great weekend weather with some yard work. Coming up, we're going to talk about sports. And again, it's a bit busy time in sports as the Bucks, Brewers, even some Packer news. We're going to talk to Mike Clements, our Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media sports reporter, coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again, our video stream by going to the Bull Falls Radio page on both Facebook and X. Friday morning means a chance to get towards the weekend, talk some sports, and boy, I say it every week, but there's so much going on when it comes to Wisconsin sports, and the guy that keeps an eye on all of it is our Bull Falls Radio sports reporter, Mike Clements. And Mike, first of all, good morning. I know there's a lot on the plate, isn't there?
There is. Always something going on. Good morning to you. Where do we start?
Let's start with the Bucks because it was, you know, even when positivity comes and finally the Bucks were able to get back on the winning track with the wins over Boston and Orlando this week, then you lose Giannis, and obviously there are question marks about that calf injury. I guess we'll start with the Bucks, and the thing about the two games this week, and I think a lot of people say, oh, beating the Celtics, that was huge in terms of stopping the losing streak. I think in a lot of ways, I was more impressed that they were able to beat Orlando, because Orlando is a team that's right in the middle of the Eastern Conference playoff picture as well, having a really solid year, I think about 12 games over 500. But the game against Boston, there were two free throws the entire game, and again, maybe I'm taking it a step too far, that when there's two free throws combined between the two teams in a game, that does not imply playoff intensity to me. I thought coming back after losing Giannis to be able to beat Orlando was, I thought, a pretty good W.
Well, in terms of only two shots from the free throw line in that game, which Doc Rivers says, yeah, isn't that great? You know, Adam Silver's got to be happy, man. An hour and 57 the game took. You know, he says, imagine that. And there's still time to go out for dinner. So we came into the Celtics game, and it's like, okay, what's this going to be like? Because the Celtics have had their way with them, except for one night when the Celtics had some injuries and were on the road, and they frankly gave up. They benched their starters at halftime. It's
right.
Like, you know what? Let's just roll out the carpets, because they got a 15-game lead in the Eastern Conference, 15 games ahead of the Bucks. That's how good a season they've had. They're 62-18, and the Bucks came out focused and on fire after this dreadful 4-game losing streak, which is the worst they've had since they were in the Bradley Center, losing 6 of 7, and having things happen like Chris Middleton, you know, in the middle of some traffic and go down and holding his mouth. And, you know, he takes his hand off his mouth and the trainer's looking and one of his front teeth is dangling. So they have to rush him over to a dentist, an oral surgeon, to try and save the tooth, which they were able to do. I mean, these kinds of things going on. But in the meantime, I'm at the Celtics-Bucks game. And I saw a whole bunch of new sets from the Bucks that I don't think I've seen yet, or at least just things that absolutely perfectly attacked the Celtics. And this is a team that if you get far enough into the playoffs, they're going to have to be the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. And like getting Giannis under the basket, I mean, whether he had to, you know, circle around on the outside, whether they fed him the ball and, you know, he could dunk it, you had not seen that in a while. And then all of a sudden in the third quarter, Celtics score. Now they transition. Here comes Giannis, and all of a sudden he goes down, and he's, you know, holding his left leg. And it turns out to be this soleus in the calf muscle. It's strained. They had to have an MRI on it. They put out an official statement the next day. He'll miss the rest of these regular season games. And who knows, a month, you know,
right,
kind of an injury. So he won't be around. Where they started the playoff games, like the 20th and 21st of April, and the regular season wraps up this weekend, right?
Yep.
The Thunder tonight in OKC, and then they go to Orlando and play the Magic at noon on Sunday, and then they get 4 or 5 days, you know, to rest up, and they're a banged up team, but yeah, that's where the Bucks are looking at, and so. There's things, you know, you're scratching your head about the losing streak. And there's a variety of injuries going on, no question. But they, you know, they just seem to lose a focus in chemistry. And Damian Lillard insisted, listen, man, it's just you can't explain it. You're in a slump. Things aren't working. It's not a lack of effort. It's not like we're saying, okay, let's coast here and rest up for the playoffs. And even the Celtics were, you know, talking about that. I went to their head coach's press conference before the game. They said, yeah, you know, you're going to get empty the bench tonight? He goes, no. This is a team we're going to face in the playoffs, and we're going to try and play playoff-style basketball. So, you know, whatever. That's why the coaches get paid, too, to try and figure this stuff out, right?
That said, I think Boston has been cruising. I mean, they lost to the Bucks. They lost their last game as well. So it's going to be interesting to see if that does affect them. And when it comes to Giannis, I mean, this is like deja vu all over again. Going into the first round of the playoffs, that was one of the main issues a year ago where he got banged up.
He fell in the early net series against the Heat, and it was the back.
Yeah.
It's the back. And then they thought, okay, well, all right, Drew Holiday, your time to step up. And suddenly Drew kept on throwing up bricks instead of, you know, all nothing but net. And then they moved on.
And real quickly, a final question on the Bucks: does it matter if they're 2 or 3? If they get one more win, they have the tiebreaker over New York. They're one game ahead of the Knicks in the East in the battle for the second seed. Do you think that matters at all? Or if, you know, say the Bucks lose these two road games and New York wins their final two games to get the number two, do you think that is something that Milwaukee needs to close out?
Well, I imagine there's 2 or 3 teams that they'd like to face and 2 or 3 that they don't want to face, however it shakes out, whether they're the number 2, the 3, wherever seed that they are at. The Knicks are right behind them now by one game, so that means that win that they had, they lost to the Knicks. That was the last home game
yep.
streak. Yeah. So the Knicks, you know, picked up that. Yeah, the Celtics are in top with a record of 62-18. Bucks are 49-31, 13 games now behind Boston, so they've improved a couple with those wins this week. And the Knicks are right behind them by one more game. So then the rest of the teams that are in the hunt there, Cavaliers, the Magic, like you mentioned, the Pacers, the Philadelphia 76ers, and even the Heat.
Yeah.
Still out there, you know, circling around. So that's what that's who we're going to be looking at, how these wins play out this weekend. And then we should have the seeding by, I imagine, early next week. And then the games start on April 20th.
Frankly, it's amazing when you look at the Eastern Conference to wrap up the basketball portion. You got the Bucks, the Knicks, the Cavs, the Magic, and the Pacers, the Sixers, and the Heat. 2 through 8, there's not more than a one-game margin between you go from 2 to 3, 3 to 4. I mean, and then you got the Celtics way ahead of everybody else. I mean, it is incredible parity, and basically it indicates that it could be a wide-open playoffs in the East when we do get underway. So.
Right, and you know what? Actually, the hottest team out of that group that you mentioned is Philadelphia. They got a 6-game winning streak right now because they're trying to – you know, get across the finish line and be one of the seeded teams.
Yep, and I think that's a team I would not want to see if I'm Milwaukee, especially right. if Embiid is back to healthy status and looks like he's working his way towards that. So, yeah. Brewers, first place right now in the NL Central. A good series in Cincinnati. Brewers 8-3, Pirates 9-4. Brewers percentage points ahead. But, you know, beyond the Brewers, this division looks like it's a lot better than it's been in recent years. I mean, you got the Pirates off to a good start. I think the Cubs are going to be fine. Cincinnati has got a lot of young talent, and I think even St. Louis brought in some veteran pitchers. This looks like it could be a rather interesting division.
I think so. And the Brewers as a team are interesting because, you know, I mean, it's like these guys like, you know, on the mound, D.L. Hall or Oliver Dunn.
Yeah.
Oliver Dunn. And some of the stops he's made over there at third base. And, you know, we've known about Trio for weeks. But then, you know, Blake comes up with a home run the other night. It's like there's 5 or 6 of these young guys that, frankly, I don't know much about. But it looks like they've been there for 3 years, the way they handle themselves at the plate, the plays they're making. And so, you know, even though Craig Counsell leaves for Chicago, it turns out, man, Arnold's a pretty good GM too, and the scouting department that they've maintained over the years, and you know the owner Mark Antanasio, he'll say, well, you know, 20 years, you know, like 11 or 12 winning seasons, and you know they're always in the hunt, right? They're always putting a halfway decent product across. Pitching, not so much right now because you got Freddy Peralta, knock on wood, he's healthy, and you know a legit starter. The rest of these guys. It's, you know, like they're celebrating Joe Ross getting a win and, you know, his comeback from not one but two Tommy John surgeries back-to-back and hadn't pitched in 2 or 3 years. So there's a bunch of guys that they've got anywhere in their late 20s, early 30s who are coming back from injuries or still dealing with them. You know, like Miley getting the win the other night after suffering some sort of a shoulder injury, sore shoulder. Of course, you know, pitching is, you try and get a guy, you know, like Abner Uribe, who's in his prime. He's just 22, 23 years old. He can throw the ball 100 miles an hour. And if you just get him under control for the first 2 or 3 years, that's the prime of his career. And then after that, you know, things slow down a little bit, and now you try and see if you can find a pitcher who can work more on his control and, you know, play the game that way. And so they've got a couple of guys like that, young guys who, if they can just get them to settle down, and then a bunch of veterans that are trying to hang on. But pitching is tough, man. It's tough injury-wise, and if you can just get 4 or 5 of them to be relatively healthy, then they get you through the season because they got a lot of bats. And then here's the other guy, Christian Yelich, 5
yeah.
home runs. So here's a guy who goes from MVP to then, you know, that back injury bothered him for like a couple of years.
Yep.
And I remember him, you know, still out there, now looking at it courageously, still playing in the field if he wasn't DHing. But, you know, Christian Yelich was getting booed at home. And it's like, And, you know, didn't say a word. And now, suddenly he looks around, and he's the old guy. Was he 32? All these young guys. And I'm telling you, Chad, that dude is a leader. He's really, really good. And he's, you know, let's compare him to Braun, who, Brawny, that, you know, everybody loved him. They respected him because, but, you know, it was Ryan Braun, table of one. You know, you would watch that guy, and he would walk in, and he'd say hi to a couple of people, but then you saw the focus, and before a game, it's like, okay, if it's 3 o'clock, then he's out in the field. Then if it's 3:20, then he's going to be over here. And if it's 3:33, he'll be over there. And then at 4:15, he'll be in the batting cage. And then after that, he takes his break and gets his – I mean, you can't mess with that guy's schedule. But he's by himself. It's not like he's hanging out or joking around. Or, you know, he watches tape, and he does his preparation his way. And Christian Yelich is just the opposite. He's having fun. He's getting his stuff done. Young guys are coming up, are following him. But he's also – I mean, I think Christian Yelich could put a headset on when he gets done playing ball. Mm-hmm. He's a good vocal leader for that team right now. And by the way, he's smacking the hell out of the baseball.
And real fast, Mike, we got about a minute to go. You spent some time on the Packer tailgate tour this week. We're going to hear a conversation that you had with Mark Murphy on our show coming up in the next hour. But real fast, on the tailgate tour, and also the Packers. All right, have you got your tickets to head to Brazil for week one?
I've asked our news director and I say, let me get back to you.
But anything interesting we're going to hear with Mark Murphy.
What I said to Mark is this really worth it for the league to do that? I mean, I'll if you guys are able to find more viewers and more followers and more people buying team merchandise, then that's okay. Because as for Matt LaFleur, he's got to figure out how to get 53 players on a 12-hour flight and play football a day or two after that.
And we'll hear Mike Clemens with Mark Murphy coming up in the next hour. But, Mike, hey, thanks again for the info. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Chad. You too.
That's Mike Clemens, our Bull Falls Radio sports reporter. The time is 8:49. We're going to come back with more here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Ryan. And this is Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show. If you missed us last week, Grace Dakey was great, Miss America, and she broke some news. So feel free to go to BullFallsRadio.com and catch up this Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. Who we got, Paul?
Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. We're going to go on stage and interview him.
So please tune in or on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play WXCO.
Don't forget, we have more Red Lobster news along with the Wausau Business Rumors segment.
We'll see you Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls Radio.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Mike Clemens for joining us. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Randy Hansen, coming up this weekend, starting tonight, in fact, the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater is presenting Princess What's-Her-Name at the Kresge Center Auditorium. So we'll get more details on that coming up at 9:06 this morning. doggone it. I assumed everybody knew by this point that we had moved out of the old building. Hang on a second. He just sent me a message literally seconds ago.
Oh, no.
So he went over to the... Downtown, I mean to the East Wausau address. So hopefully he'll be able to get in here in time. But again, I mean, folks, are you not listening out there? Well, we talk about it every day that we're at our downtown studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street since, what, last fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't be that way. It's just,
at least he sent you a message.
I know. So it's like you go over there, there's nobody there. I go into an empty parking lot. And so again, folks, for those of you that may come on the program, we are not down over on East Wausau Avenue anymore. We moved, and it's been a wonderful move. I tell you, it's such a much better place to be broadcasting from here in downtown Wausau. It's right in the activity area of downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. But at some point in the second hour, we will be getting Randy Hansen and perhaps cast members. I'm not sure at this point. He said he was going to try to bring in a cast member or two as well to talk about Princess What's Her Name, again, Central Wisconsin Children's Theater at the Kresge Center Auditorium. Also, again, want to remind you that this afternoon we have high school baseball as the Marathon Red Raiders take on the Edgar Wildcats. 4:35 for the pregame, 4:45 for the first pitch. Again, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Hey, I forgot to mention earlier this week that we were talking about the huge Powerball jackpot.
Oh, yes.
Well, we got a winner. Earlier this week, $1.3 billion Powerball lottery winner.
Cool.
And the winner is from Oregon. And a person in Oregon has come forward as the winner of the $1.326 billion Powerball jackpot. It was won by a single ticket in Oregon after last Saturday's delayed drawing. I don't know. I missed that. Because we had talked about it, and then I said it. I think it was like late last week.
Yep.
I was. I'm going to get to. And again, I talk about it here in front of the microphone.
It's
and
like, I didn't do it. Either.
And then you leave work, and I never even think about it ever again.
Yeah.
Again, it's so many things are just habit forming. If you don't have the habit of, say, buying a lottery ticket, you don't think about it. Even when I go to get gasoline or something like that, I don't think about, hey, I'm going to get a lottery ticket. And frankly, I'm glad I don't get lottery tickets because, you know, who knows? Maybe I missed out on and winning a billion-dollar jackpot because I haven't been playing the lottery. But, again, it's all about having that habit. And unfortunately, I don't have that habit. But, the Oregon Lottery is working with the ticket holder who came forward earlier this week to claim the prize, adding that the process involves security measure and vetting that will take time before the winner could be announced. In fact, I always thought if I won this, I wish I would not have to have my name put out there. I wouldn't want people knowing that I'd won a billion-dollar lottery because all of a sudden everybody be coming after you, reaching out, saying, hey, I need this, I need that. Oh, wouldn't this be a great thing to donate money to? And it's like you're put in a situation where you have to have some probably awkward conversations.
Exactly.
But, you know, then they have this big press conference. They give you a big check, and you stand out there, and it's like, I don't need that. I don't need that.
No, it's not really necessary because all that unwanted attention, it's just...
And some of these...
it does make it really awkward.
Some of these lottery winners, there are different rules for different states. According to the story I saw, with a few exceptions... Winning players in Oregon cannot remain anonymous. So, again,
really?
I guess there are exceptions, and I guess there are rules within the states and not just the lottery itself. So But I don't think you can remain anonymous in Wisconsin, but I'll have to check that out. But
I wish you could.
Yeah, exactly. And for the state of Oregon, this was by far the biggest lottery and Powerball prize ever won. But in fact, previous to this one, the biggest win in Oregon, and of course, most states are part of the Powerball, but the biggest Oregon winner was $340 million back in 2005. So
still I guess, a lot of money.
Exactly. So now we had the other lottery. I forget what it is. It's Powerball, and the other one.
The Mega Millions?
Maybe that. But they both have been won recently. And so we have to build it up for about 3-4 months before we start talking about it again.
Yeah. I should really try and get one of those and just I'll see if I have a chance.
You're not. You got other ways of
a very slim chance.
Got other ways of using your money better.
That is very true.
We're about 1 hour into this Friday morning edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio. Again, coming up in the next hour, we'll have a chance to talk to folks involved in Princess What's Her Name, performing at the Kresge Center Auditorium this weekend with the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. We will also hear a little bit later on in the hour that discussion between Mike Clemens and Packers CEO Mark Murphy as part of the Packer tailgate tour that's been going on this week as well. So we'll hear about this trip to Brazil and more with the Green Bay Packers coming up in hour number two. Glad you could join us here on this Friday morning. The time is 8:58. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We'll keep us